When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome, everybody, to the
I'm Fat Podcast.
Snacks are best saved for later.
With Jay Zawoski.
That man ate all our shrimp and two plastic lobsters.
And Rick Camp.
Out the mist came a beast more stomach than man.
Welcome in to another edition of the I'm Fat Podcast, brought to you by our sponsors, Charlie the Bacon Guy, Mazda of Orland Park, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, and Nick and Ivy Brewing. I am Rick Camp, alongside fellow fat Jay Zawoski. And Jay, the countdown is on, man. And
yes, sir.
Everybody, like, there's a lot of buzz building around March Fatness for this year. Like, I already had a radio hit this past week where they're like, so March Fatness is starting, like, really soon, right? When can we have you on to talk about it? And of course, like, our guy Chris Ranji has already reached out and been like, when are you guys doing this so we can talk about it? So, like, I'm excited that everybody's getting ready, including us, because I haven't finalized my bracket yet.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm glad we got to the point now where people are, like, excited and expecting and remembering it's going to happen before it even does. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. We're going to have, so we got some clarity on it. Charlie the Bacon Guy is getting a bracket, and Paul from Nick and Ivy is getting a bracket because he's qualified. Big fella, likes beer. Good. You check both boxes. You get a bracket in March Fatness. So he's going to get it. And a little bit different this year, I have found a way where I can send a link out and people can predict the winner, run through all 64 all the way to the final and submit. So we will have a winner, a March Fatness bracket winner, and that winner will win a Charlie the Bacon Guy prize pack and $100 to Nick and Ivy Brewing. So good prize to win there. So make sure you, when we send that link, you play along. And if you don't know by now, our March Fatness selection show will happen live Saturday, March 23rd, 3 o'clock at Nick and Ivy Brewing, 1026 South State Street in beautiful, historic downtown Lockport. And here's the thing, okay? I don't want to hear from all you North Side people like, oh, that's a little far. That's south of Roosevelt. Listen, all of us who live south and west had to travel all the way to the city for literally everything.
Everything.
Everything. For once in your life, you can drive south. It's okay. There's things out this way. People live here. It's a cool place. And Nick and Ivy is an awesome place that you're going to love. If you like this show, I assume you like beer, so come see me and Rick live. The more people that come to these, the more of these things we'll do.
Yes.
It's free. All you got to do is show up and drink beer. I think you can do that. I think you can do that. So that's what we're going to do. The selection show, again, Saturday, March 23rd at Nick and Ivy Brewing, 1026 South State Street in Lockport. We'll tell you more about Nick and Ivy a little bit later in the show, but I am very excited about this show. I like my bracket. I like what I've seen from Charlie so far. I've got no peek of yours yet. Nope. Bracket anyway. And we're waiting to hear from Paul on his bracket. So it's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah. I did a little bit of a soft launch on a couple things because I was asked on the radio hit that I did on You Better You Bet on the BetQL network, you know, guys I used to work with that were like, give us a preview. What are a couple things that you're thinking of for your bracket this year? And when I gave them out, like, one guy, I broke one host, which is perfect. And then, like, the other, like, there was a good amount of just, like, pause for laughter. So I'm feeling good about those. One of them is a repeat. Another one is something that I'm like, I don't think this has been in the bracket yet, and it's an absolute oversight by us.
I have one of those too.
Yeah,
nice. Where I'm upset, like, how the hell was this thing not
right
in the brackets before?
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, well, it's going to be fun. Make sure you're with us Saturday, March 23rd at Nick and Ivy Brewing. We'll get the brackets live for your voting pretty quickly, and then we got to start the play-in games that week.
Yeah, because usually we have it lined up with Selection Sunday.
Yeah.
So because we're able to do this at Nick and Ivy, it'd be dumb not to take advantage of the opportunity. So we're going to be playing a little bit of catch up, but I feel like we usually finish like a week before, or at least decently before the end of the actual tournament. So right. I think we do still have some leeway.
Yes, we do. So it's going to be fun. Look for the brackets to be posted probably, I would say Monday, the 25th or so, will probably be when we'll have them ready for you to play along with. And then we'll have the actual games happening later in the week. So look forward to that. Right. Can't wait. March Fatness 2024 is going to be the biggest and fattest ever.
Yes.
Very. I'm sliding over.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed it. So, like, I live in a... This house is old.
Yeah.
And the floors aren't necessarily in the basement, like, straight, like, level. Like, if I was to roll marble on the floor, everything would go that way. Okay. And my chair is just so...
And you're slightly larger than a marble.
Slightly. Same shape, though. but I'm like, keep rolling to my right. So I just put something there to prevent that from happening. Mm-hmm. So, all right. I had a big week food-wise, and I don't even really know where to start. So I think I'll just go chronologically, babe. I tried these dirt cake Oreos. Have you seen these? Have you heard about these? They're pretty good. They're the if you don't know what dirt cake is, I'm sure most people do, but in case you don't.
Yeah.
It's like a cakey frosting thing with gummy worms in it. So it's supposed to look like you're digging in the dirt and worms are coming out. That's the idea. I can share here. The Target page has a picture of the box. And this is one of those smaller, sometimes when these promotional Oreos come out, they're in like the kind of sampler pack sized.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these are. So I'll say this. They're good. They taste like a chocolate Oreo. So if you've had an Oreo with chocolate filling... That's basically what it is. The dirt cake gummy worm element, it's not in the cream. If you look closely at the cookie itself, there are little tiny like salt-sized red and green specks.
Okay, I have a theory on why that is, though.
Yeah.
Do you remember years ago now? I railed against this because I had tried this, not because I said, let's get this and try them. It was Swedish Fish Oreos.
I do remember that, yes.
There was no, like, cream involved at all. It was literally just, like, a smashed Swedish fish between two Oreo cookies, and it was not good.
Hmm.
Like, not good by that standard, because, like, is the cookie good? Yes. Is a Swedish fish good? Yes. But like the texture when you're mixing the two and all, it just didn't work.
Okay.
So I think they wanted to probably go a little more conservative on the gummy aspect because that can be a little dicey in this type of situation.
Well, there's all, you're right. And I think, you know, functionally it wouldn't have worked to have like chewy pieces in there. And you'd have to have at least a double stuff for it to make an impact. But I think
you
this
need
was.
To have a double stuff, period.
Yeah, true. That's a good point. But again, it's all to get people to try them and buy them. It's basically a chocolate Oreo. Those little red and green specks, they don't add anything. If you don't if you don't look for them, you don't even really notice they're there. But it's a nice, like, kind of a double layer of chocolate cream inside, and it's good. It's good. It's a good cookie. I recommend it, but don't go like if you're like, oh man, I love gummy stuff and dirt cake, whatever. Don't expect to have it really match that experience, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. But it's an Oreo. How bad can it be?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's funny. I'm progressive on many things when it comes to food, but Oreos, I'm very much a traditionalist.
Yeah.
Like, I just want... Oh, that's the... I knew that... Oh, that's so funny. I knew there was something else I tried this week, and I couldn't remember it for the life of me until just now. So good. I have an extra thing.
Great. Write it down so you don't forget again.
Yes. Okay. Extra.
Thing.
Okay. So, Yeah, I just give me a double stuffed Oreo.
Yeah.
Or
it's the best.
More, yes. Like that, that's it for me. I don't need any more than that. I am a simpleton. We all know this. Anyone listening to this podcast knows.
It's true. The only exception I will say, and these have not been around for a long time, but for a couple of years they made the half golden, half regular Oreo.
Yes.
So like one of the cookies was golden, the other one was chocolate. Those were, in my opinion, the best.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, they don't make those anymore.
Hmm.
And they're amazing. They're called like
that's weird.
Flips or I can't remember exactly what they called them.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, but they were those were my favorite Oreos, period. Like bar none. Mm-hmm. But after that, give me traditional double stuff. That's all I need. That's all I need in this world.
Okay, I'm gonna do the thing that I just remembered so that I don't forget. Because I'm an idiot.
I like how when you wrote it down, you didn't write the specific thing. You just wrote the other thing. I can't see your paper, Rick. You're not giving anything away.
No, that's true. So this week, went to Dairy Queen with all intentions to celebrate the return of the cherry dip cone.
Uh-oh.
I pivoted.
Oh.
Because I saw something that was intriguing. And it was good. The churro dipped cone. Jay. Yeah. Sit back in that chair.
It moved.
Yeah.
I was checking. It hasn't in a while, and it did.
Because I was worried. I'm like, okay, is this just going to be some like super fake tasting cinnamony type thing that's going to, you know, just like, because good cinnamon is great, but like bad cinnamon is horrible.
Yeah, it's like medicinal. Like, it's
a very fine line.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got to try this though. And it was very good.
Okay.
It struck the right cinnamon, like the right type of cinnamon to where, of course, just because it's like a shell covering, it's like a lot of the churro aspects are not really going to be there, but like, the cinnamon, like just overall, if I was asked, you know, what are they going for here? I would 100% be able to say churro.
Okay.
So
I had a misunderstanding when you told me about this.
Okay.
I thought the cone itself was a churro.
Oh no, that'd be phenomenal. But
this is even better though.
Yes. It's just like your normal chocolate or cherry or whatever dipped cones. It's just churro flavor.
Oh God.
So it's awesome.
Okay.
It is very, so like, you know, cause when I think of a churro, I generally think of the ones that I would get at like, Guaranteed Rate Field.
Right.
You know, when it was worth going there, and it was, I would get like the vanilla filled churro.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much exactly what that is right there, just in ice cream form. And I was so happy that I got that because I know what the cherry is, and it's fantastic. And the next time I go to Dairy Queen, I will get the cherry just because I haven't had it in forever. But that churro one is a high recommendation for anybody out there that wants to just try something different, you know, go away just one time from your normal at Dairy Queen. It is very, very good.
That's exciting. And we went to DQ, the Homewood DQ opened this week, an annual tradition. Homewood has one of the traditional, like, walk-up only Dairy Queens, like one of the old school ones. Yeah. And it's kind of like the central meeting space for everybody in Homewood, quite frankly, that or Lassen's. So it opened, Addie had gone, we picked up Addie at her friend's house, and then we're driving home. I'm like, it's open, I'm going. I'm like, Hope, do you want something? Hope got a banana malt. That's her go-to. Banana malt. Nice. Dun, 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 dun. And then I wasn't sure. Like, I literally was ordering Hope's while I was like, she's going to have a banana malt, and I'm going to have the... I'm like looking at the menu.
Yeah.
This will not appeal to you, but this will appeal to 95% of the people in the world. Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard.
Okay, I could see a lot of people liking that.
It was really damn good. It was good. And I'm not a big peanut butter ice cream guy.
Okay.
I don't know the
peanut butter aspect get like too thick?
No, I just, for me, like when I think of,
gets to it.
When I think of peanut butter, I think of like room temperature.
Okay.
I don't know why. Because I keep my peanut butter like in the pantry.
Sure.
So it's spreadable. If you put it in the fridge, it gets too hard and you can't spread it. So I keep it in the pantry. So I don't think of it as a cold food. But because like a Reese's Pieces is like the size of a M&M, maybe even a little bit smaller. And that's filled with peanut butter, and then there's chocolate around that peanut butter, and then there's a candy shell. So it wasn't like overwhelmingly peanut buttery. It was like just a hint of it. And then that cookie dough really made a nice element. But I didn't even look to see if the churro dip cone is a thing at the Homewood one. Because I know like the menu can vary based on ownership and that sort of thing. But that will be the next thing I order if it's there. That sounds incredible.
Yeah. So you doing the banana malt. So that thing, my new thing, because it's like, of course, Bernstein ruined us, period.
Yeah,
but also with the, with the Aqualung riff.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's anything three syllables is I'm just Ken.
Give me an example.
The dogs were outside, so I was like, dog diapers. Just like stupid. It's like anything, because we watched the Oscars this week. Like, we didn't watch it live. We had a DVR'd.
Yeah.
Because Sam's one of these young people that can't deal with commercials at all. So, you know, it's a rough go.
I get that.
But I do too. But still. So we watched that. And now that's just circulating in my head. Anytime there's anything three syllables, that's what it is.
I enjoyed the Oscars this week. Not only because Florence Pugh was there.
Yeah.
But not only did Slash play on I'm Just Ken, do you know who else was part of I'm Just Ken? Wolfgang Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen's son was in that performance. And if you watch it again, he's got a big, long hair, beard, big guy. He would fit on the show. That is Wolfgang Van Halen, Eddie's son. And he was playing guitar for the I'm Just Ken performance, the Oscars. So go back and watch it. That's Wolfgang Van Halen. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. So
I do like that they just leaned into, like, it wasn't like Barbie didn't get shunned.
Yeah.
You know, just for like kind of being what it is. It was like, no, let's just lean into it. There's a lot of stuffy movies here. Mind you, good movies, but stuffy movies here. Let's just lean into Barbie.
Did you see, speaking of Florence Pugh, did you see her post-Oscars outfit?
No.
Okay. When we're done.
Okay.
Write that down.
Writing it down.
But I was doing right with the, now. When Wolfgang was on screen, I was like the DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there he is. Like, and I shouted it like to the room. And you're like, who? I'm like, shut up. No one, whatever. Shut up. It's for me. It's for me and for me only, I guess. It was fun though. I enjoyed it. It was good. Good Oscars this year. Anyway, we've got to tell you about our friends at Mazda of Orland Park. Go get yourself a new Mazda. Driving around with my dad today, took him to lunch. He's like, hey, here are those Mazda ads you do. Tell me about the Mazda 3. I'm like, well, I'm glad you asked. I know all about it because of my friends at Mazda of Orland Park, 8910 West 159th Street in Orland Park. Eric Vates is your guy. 708-444-3200 is the number. Get in touch with him. Set up a test drive. Just come into the showroom and take a look at all the Mazdas available. I drive a 2022 CX-30 and a 2015 CX-5. Love them both. Both wonderful vehicles, and I'll be a Mazda customer for life because A, the cars are great, and B, the service is great at Mazda of Orland Park. So go find out for yourself, MazdaOfOrlandPark.com. And boy, Rick, we put some miles on that Mazda yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was my first like true day off in a while. Like I had no I'm Fat podcast. I had no regular podcast. I had nothing to do with my parents. It was just like day off. So we went to a place we'd never been before. Superdog. Like the very famous, Chicago famous Superdog with the two statues of the hot dogs on the roof and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It was great. We went to the one in Chicago. There's also one in Wheeling. I don't know where Wheeling is, but the one in Chicago is 6363 North Milwaukee Avenue. And the one in Wheeling is 333 South Milwaukee Avenue. And let me tell you, I didn't really know what to expect. I thought it was just kind of like your basic hot dog place. And they were just really famous because they were really good.
Sure.
It's like a Sonic. So you pull up to, have you been?
No.
Okay. So you pull up into like a spot and then there's a little, you got to push the button to place your order and they bring it to your car. Nice. So I got the super dog with cheese. I was in the mood for a chili cheese dog, but they don't have chili cheese dogs, but they have chili. So I got a cheese dog and they're like, we'll just bring you a side of chili. So they brought like a little sauce cup, like the ketchup cup you get at Culver's.
Yes.
Like the little plastic one full of chili. So I just was dipping my hot dog in that. And the hot dog is like their own proprietary blend of like their own meat. So it's not a Vienna. It's a beef hot dog, but it's not a Vienna beef hot dog.
Their own meat.
Oh, God. There it is. So here's Hope's. Hope got mustard, onions on hers. It's a poppy seed bun. And every hot dog comes with fries and in its own box. So you can see those crinkle cut fries were really, really good with like a slight little seasoning on them. They weren't spicy or Cajun, but they just had a little bit of a different spice to them than your typical crinkle cut fry. And then we also got the fried veggies. And this was...
It's the only way to consume veggies.
Oh, I agree. This was zucchini.
Okay.
Sweet corn. So it was like sweet corn with like cheese.
Ooh. Okay. I can totally see that being good.
It was very good. Mushrooms, which were pretty damn good. And then there was like broccoli cheddar. So it was almost like a cheese bite with like little, I don't know what you would call it, like the leaves of broccoli. Like if you were to take the top of broccoli and do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was sprinkled in with the cheese. Phenomenal. I also got a side of tamales, which were great. And Addie got a shake that was delicious. So it was very good. Look, like we're not breaking any news here. Superdog is a Chicagoland institution. It's been around for, 75 years or something like that.
I was going to say much longer than us.
Yeah, it was my first time there. And anytime I'm back anywhere close to there, I'll be going back. It was tremendous. It wasn't like the cheapest in the world, but you know, I kind of wasn't expecting it to be. Right. The Super Dog was like maybe $8 and change, but it also came with, it was $8.65 for the hot dog and the fries. They also have burgers. I got the menu here. I'm going to pull it up and show it on the screen real quick so people can kind of see what I'm talking about. It's usually more helpful. If you're not watching on YouTube, youtube.com/I'mFatPodcast is the web address. So there's your Super Dog, pretty traditional. Sandwich is a super burger, super cheesy. The Whopper Burger, which is like a huge burger, the Whopper Cheesy. This is what Brian, my friend Brian, was telling me we got to try next time. And hold on, I mentioned Brian. The Whoopski Dog, which is our charbroiled version of a Romanian Hungarian Polish sausage, based in their special sauce and served on a whoopski roll with grilled onion and pickles. So what we found out the sauce is, it's ketchup, mustard, and pineapple juice.
Really?
Yeah. And it almost...
like brighten it up a little
bit? Yeah. And what Brian said is that it almost makes it like a little bit like a barbecue sausage, sort of a sensation to it.
Interesting.
But I'm definitely trying that next time. But here they've also got the Super Chick. The Super Chicken Midgies, which are chicken fingers, grilled cheese, super fish, super shrimp, and then, get your fries, super onion chips. I got to try those next time.
Super Chicken Midgies. See?
Super veggies. Everything's super there, basically.
Life. Okay.
Super malt, super sodas.
All the little wafers in there?
Yeah. Too? Yeah, it was...
Those wafers that we all had growing up and could eat 1,000 of because they taste like you're not eating anything.
Yes, because you're really not. You're just eating air and foam, basically.
Yes.
And then they've got square-shaped ice cream cones. So it's diced cream cones. So every scoop is a square. But it was really good. So if you've never been to Superdog, go to Superdog. Mm-hmm. It was terrific. I'm glad it was like 1:10 to get out there for us. Of course, we were driving on the Saturday of St. Patrick's Day weekend. So it was a little more trafficable than usual, but well worth the trip for sure. 100%.
Also, people have been driving like idiots this week. I don't know what it is, because it's not like people are, most people are not celebrating all week and stupid enough to get behind the wheel, but like there's some awful drivers out there this week. Even out like where I am, like Western Burbs, is people driving awfully like all week.
Oh,
I don't know what it is.
It's all the time, but you're right. Especially this week. Yesterday we were going out to Orland. We were on Kedzie getting on to 80, and the lady like didn't know if she wanted to get on 80 or not, but I was behind her. So she had to make a choice. So she puts on her blinkers, her emergency flashers, and proceeds to go 15 miles an hour on the ramp to 80, on the merge ramp to 80 at 15 miles an hour, keeping the blinkers on. Like, lady, if you can't handle the highway, get off of it. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, so like to go from where we are to St. Charles is usually 20-ish minutes, 20 to 25 minutes.
Yeah.
It took like 45 yesterday.
That's like too many.
On a Saturday, it took 45. And it's not like we're on like these crazy roads that are like one lane and always busy or something like that. No.
Yeah.
Like it made no sense, but there was like person in the right turn lane that refuses to even like their car is straight with the right turn signal on and not even thinking about moving until the light turns green. And then there's person who has to, like, there is a left turn lane that opens up when you're down to one lane. Was it one or two? Whatever. Doesn't really matter. And is straddling the line while slowing down, comes to a complete stop, and then kind of veers into the turn lane fully. And I'm like, oh, my God, what are we doing here?
I am so pre-triggered.
Yeah, it's just freaking ridiculous.
And then you throw in the person driving 110.
Yes. There's always that person that is like, I'm driving how I drive, you guys figure it out.
Yeah, I'm more
like,
important
no
than you.
You're just as bad.
Yeah. Ugh, I hate it. Okay. Driving home at night from Hawks games is always I just stay in my lane. I'm like, I just watch my rearview mirror because at any moment there's gonna be a car coming 120 miles an hour right behind me.
Yep. It's
like
pretty much. So, but actually the result of some of that, all that driving yesterday ended up being very good.
Excellent.
Because went to St. Charles and then coming back the other way, Sam and I stopped at Home Depot and we're walking in and we see there's a food truck there.
Ooh.
So we're like, oh, that's cool. It was the Flying Hawaiian food truck. Flying Hawaiian Chicago. At Flying Hawaiian Chicago on Instagram. That's where they post where they're going to be. I didn't know what to expect, but Sam and I were both just like, we hadn't really had like true Hawaiian food before. So we're like, screw it. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, we were there at like, I think it was around like the dentist's favorite time, like 2:30. So we were there and a lot of stuff had already been sold out and they only started at 11.
You can't make jokes like that. You don't have children.
I hear it all the time because that's Steve's favorite joke.
Oh, well, he does have children, so fine.
Of the ones that actually go over well. And so.
Shots fired.
Yeah, well, So, so there wasn't a ton left, which is also a great sign because we were talking with the people working that it's like they were there for maybe 3 hours and a lot of their stuff was gone. They said they had people waiting in the parking lot for them to get set up. They weren't even really going to Home Depot for Home Depot.
Damn.
They were there for the food truck. And so by the time we got there, there wasn't much left for Sam to eat. So she got like a spring roll because like their chicken stuff had already sold out. So she's like, okay, well, I'll try the spring roll. And she said it was really, really good. Just like a nice fry on it. It looks like really solid. She said the dipping sauce was very good. It was like kind of like a soy-ish type thing, or at least a soy-based type thing. And then for me, they had pork sliders on the Hawaiian rolls. And I'm usually not picking pulled pork with a, you know, at first opportunity. I would pick these anytime because they weren't like overly seasoned or anything like that. But it was like, you could tell there was just probably like a little, I don't know if it was like pineapple juice or something, like a little sweetness to them. And along with the King's Hawaiian, I'm assuming King's, the Hawaiian rolls of whichever variety they are.
Yeah, usually King's, yes.
Yeah, usually King's, though. Yes. So you get four of them in the little, like, to-go container, and it was really good. So, like, I was looking at maybe some of their, you know, just by looking at their website, maybe beef, something like that, too, that it's very good. It's done really well. They have some, like, Hawaiian drinks there, too. So, like, you can get the full immersive experience, and you can tell that they're just, like, just, again, when you can tell people are excited and passionate about what they're doing, it's fun.
Yeah.
So to see people that were like, okay, what do you want this? Okay, if you're getting this, maybe this drink, this type, you know, like that type of thing was really cool. So, and it seems like a lot of times, just from my quick perusal of their Instagram page, they're more in the burbs than they are in the city, unlike a lot of food trucks. So keep an eye out, follow them on Instagram, Fly In, no G on that, Fly, it's Fly In Hawaiian Chicago. Keep an eye on that. And sometimes they'll even ask people like, hey, this weekend, where do you want us to be?
Cool.
So like that, it's really cool. And just from seeing the website, see some of the stuff they type of their offerings. And if we got the stuff that's not selling out quickly, I can only imagine how much better the stuff that is selling out quickly is.
And because it looked good, those spring rolls look super crunchy and delicious. Yes. And that pulled pork, I feel like I could taste that without even tasting it.
Yeah, dude, it was fantastic. Because there's some iffy pulled pork out there at times. This was not that. Like, it wasn't dry. It was juicy. And then, like, with that roll, And then I think I had, like, a passion fruit drink, and Sam had a, like, guava nectar one. And, like, the drinks were fine, but, like, they also married well with the food pretty darn well.
That sounds good. Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for them. I don't know if they come south, but, yeah, that looks awesome. And I like when they pop up. Like, it's good for those places to be somewhere like a Home Depot where there's just people coming in and out all day.
And people that probably otherwise would not seek out that food.
Exactly.
Not that they'd be against it, but they wouldn't seek it out.
Well, and think about, too, like the days that you go to Home Depot, you're usually on some sort of project at home, and you've been working on it all day, and you're like, damn it, I need this part, or I need this piece, or I ran out of whatever. So you run there. Maybe you haven't had a chance to eat lunch yet, and there it is right there for you. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
That helps a lot. That's really good. Yep. So good for them. Flying Hawaiian Chicago. I will check that out. Hopefully they come out this way, because those pulled porks looked freaking awesome.
Yes, they are.
Oof. All right. In that, also, you should be in with our friends at Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, 628 South Roselle Road in Schaumburg, fredospizza.com, fredosbakery.com. Go visit them for the awesome, giant, ridiculous, make you feel bad about your manhood mozzarella sticks. They're tremendous. They've got the I'm Fat Burger, the I'm Fat Pizza, the I'm Fat Grilled Cheese, everything you could possibly want. Also, they cater. Their catering is absolutely incredible. We had it for Grandma Cookie's 100th birthday. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was 2 years ago. Grandma Cookie turned 102 this week. Amazing. Amazing woman. But she still talks about the catering from Fredo's. I'm not kidding. That party, that food was so delicious. Tell me about it again. Sure. Yeah. You know, she loved it. And we all did. So whatever your needs are, Fredo's got you. You want to be the biggest glutton in the world, like me and Rick are on a daily basis, good on you. Do it at fredospizza.com. You want to eat a little bit healthier, they're going to help you out there too. And if you've got some holidays or get, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, partner's birthday, whatever, fredosbakery.com. Order some of those brownies, some of those cookies, have them delivered. Those 2-pound boxes make great gifts. They're all tremendous, so you can't go wrong. And if you're going to Fredo's Pizza, it's 628 South Roselle Road in Schaumburg, and you're going to place your order online. Use that code IMFAT. You'll save 10% on your order every single damn time you use it. So go do that. I tried a new spot this week.
Yeah?
I've got therapy out in Hinsdale. And not Hinsdale, Burridge. Burridge? Okay. Baroque? Burridge. Burridge. Yeah, Burridge. Mm-hmm. Right off 55 there, if you want to visit me at therapy. I don't know why I'm being so specific about where my therapy is. It's on the second floor in the Regis office building. It's right there. My therapist name is... Never mind. Okay. But I had... From there, had to go to work, and I had seen this place pop up on TikTok or Instagram or something, It is called Pronto Sandwiches. And it is absolutely wonderful. I'm going to share the screen here because I'm fumbling with technology. Okay, so this is located at 8 East 1st Street. And this is inside of Il Pog... Rick, you got to help me with my Italian pronunciations. P-O-G-G-I-O-L-O-S. El Pigiolio's?
Probably.
Okay. Well, I guess that place has been in Hinsdale forever. Okay. And during lunch hours, they serve these Italian sandwiches out of the restaurant. So I didn't really know what to expect. So I pull up in Hinsdale. I'm getting shunned because I'm not driving a Rolls Royce.
Well, that is very Hinsdale.
The police were tailing me the whole time, looking at me suspiciously. But I walk in and it's a little door. It says Pronto Italian Sandwiches. And you basically open a door and it just takes you to the bar at Il Pelagio. I think I'm saying it right. And you just order right there. And they've got, the sandwiches are all named after like Italian stars. So there's the Brando, the Coppola, the Loren, Stallone, Pacino, Sinatra, Scorsese, Tarantino, Bambino, and the Dolce. I had the Coppola, which is their chicken parm sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
There's half of it because I forgot to take a picture until I was halfway done. The chicken parm with the vodka sauce.
That is a great idea.
Game changer. The vodka sauce is, it just hits different. For whatever reason, it hits different. But these sandwiches are great. So the Coppola, which I got, chicken parm, mozzarella, basil pesto, vodka sauce on a Toscanino torpedo bread, which is like a crunchy but soft sub roll. It was great. The Brando, Calabrian chili, aioli, capicola, hot calabrese, mortadella, salami, Coppa provolone cheese, sliced tomato, mild jardiniere on the same roll. The Loren is fried eggplant. The Stallone is house roasted porchetta. I mean, everything looks better.
I can only get so erect.
How far? I don't know how far you are from Hinsdale, but this is worth the trip.
Okay.
I will say it wasn't cheap. It was Hinsdale prices. My sandwich and chips and a drink was like $20, but it was a huge. I struggled to finish the sandwich. I did.
I was going to say, seeing it like next to the glass definitely made me be like, okay.
Yeah. So it was a significant, significant sandwich. Like I opened it. I'm like, this is a lot for lunch. That was my first thought. Sure. But it was so good. Actually, you know what? Reality, I did not finish the whole thing. I took the bread off for like the last eighth of the sandwich and just ate the chicken.
Okay.
Because I was so full that I'm like, I don't want the taste sensation to end.
Sure.
But I'm too full. So I did stop myself and didn't finish the entire thing, but it was tremendous. So if you want to go check them out, Pronto Sandwiches, 8 East 1st Street in Hinsdale. And I think their hours are every day from 11 to 3:30. So,
okay. So it looks like it's not far off of Ogden.
It's downtown Hinsdale.
Okay, gotcha.
And, I mean, what's cool about it, too, is you get to go to Hinsdale, and as you leave, you are driving by some of the most spectacular homes you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I have an uncle who lived in Hinsdale, and, you know, he was wealthy, like, businessman his whole life, but he lived in a part of Hinsdale where the homes were, like, more quaint. I mean, it was still massive and beautiful and everything inside was gorgeous, but like the house itself wasn't like, oh my God, the part I drove through, it was crazy.
Yeah. Like the best type of monstrosity you could think of.
Yeah. But like still like classy looking.
Sure.
And almost like closer to castles than homes. It was nuts.
Yeah. It must be. I remember my pediatrician that like my family used all growing up was in Hinsdale. So we would go through there, and I remember like the few things that I remember because I was a kid are like the cars at these dealerships. Oh my God, were just insane.
Yeah,
and also for those that were scarred by a trip to Robert Crown in your childhood, that is where Robert Crown is.
What's Robert Crown?
In Hinsdale.
What is that?
It's It's a place you go to learn about reproductive systems. There was, oh yeah, dude. We went there 2 years in a row for like a day. And it's like, if I remember correctly, and of course this was years ago, so I'm sure it's changed since then. Like the wall, it was like, basically, let's follow. It's basically like, let's do this from the sperm perspective of like, now the sperm goes here. It's like following the bouncing ball on a Disney, you know, like sing-along video of, well, then it goes here, and then it goes here, and then it goes here.
Oh, boy.
And everybody I know that's been there is just like, oh, my God. Like, you could have nothing in common with someone. But if Robert Crown comes up, then everybody's just like, that damn place.
Is it still open? It's still open. Oh, no. Candor Health Education. So I don't know if it's the same thing. Okay, yeah. This is a story from ABC 2017.
Yeah.
The Robert Crown Center in Hinsdale is changing course and will no longer be a place for students to go learn about sex ed. Wow.
Oh, man. No more jizz on the wall?
Oh, my God. Jizz on the wall. That didn't really work. So what were you like, fourth grade probably?
I think it was like fifth and sixth maybe.
Okay, so I went to Catholic school, so I learned sex ed from a priest.
Right. So it was just make sure you got that white sheet between you and your set.
Yeah, I will say, Father Phil, salute. Big fan of Father Phil. We're still Facebook friends. He was like a younger, hipper. If I had to guess, I would say Father Phil probably before became a priest had some carnal knowledge.
Okay.
Good looking guy. Funny. Like he checked a lot of boxes. I was very surprised he was a priest. Okay. You know, but great guy. Anyway, that's how we learned sex ed is if we didn't already know it. Or we just did what my parents would do and they would just like leave sex ed books out for me to find. So I didn't have to talk to me about it.
If I remember correctly, I don't think my parents ever broached the subject.
Oh no, never.
They were probably like, school's got it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did, but there were some books out. Like, I remember they're like 70s cartoon drawings, and it was like very.
Well, I mean, if they're 70s drawings too, probably a little different than they would be now.
All right. I hope I'm not putting you in a bad spot here, but I'm imagining this cartoon character of a woman who had like a witch's nose with a little like furry mole on it. And she had like triangular hair. Is this ring? Oh, damn it.
Doesn't ring a bell to me.
All right, I'm just going to look real quick. Triangle hair, woman, book, cartoon. No, it's not Alice from Dilbert. Damn it. I know I'm sure people are screaming at their radios right now. I'm really sorry. I don't know what this is. But it was that style of cartoon. And I was like, why were the, looking back on it, like, why do my parents have these? Because they never read them to us.
Yeah.
I remember
doing the systems of the body worksheets in health class in high school. And the person that sat next to me, and for some reason they had you work with the person next to you, ended up working, from what I hear, at the local strip club for a while after that. Oh. So I'm like, oh, we could just revisit this.
Well, they did a good job.
Yeah.
Here, this is how this worked. Take a look. Throw me $2 and you'll get a closer look.
I don't want to know what the
is. It's just things opening. I went to one strip club in my life because Jason Goff and Matt Spiegel dragged us to a strip club at spring training.
Okay.
Not for me.
Same. I went for as part of one bachelor party, and I'm like, I'm good.
Please.
No, thank you.
I want to leave. One of the aforementioned people bought me a lap dance.
Yeah.
And the girl came up to me, very attractive. Kind of like if you ordered a Christina Ricci on Temu.
Okay.
Which is very much my style. Yes. And I just said, I'm like, oh, that's okay. No, thanks. She's like, no, it's already paid for. I'm like, you don't understand. I'd rather be at the dentist right now than here right now because I'm,
did you like sit and talk with her for,
no,
for
I am struggling because I'm like, I'm objectifying yet I'm judging career choices and I'm uncomfortable and I don't want to be here. And I can't get out of my head at this place.
Yeah. You're cheaty.
Yes, I was very much cheaty from The Good Place. Yes. Yeah. Yes, 100%. And then one of them put it like on, remember when Instagram or Twitter had, what was that called? Like Boomerang, or you could go live on video on Twitter. I forget what it was called, but somebody did it. We're like in a rickshaw and they're like, we're going to the strip club.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Yes.
And,
that video,
my wife texts me. She's like, you're going to strip club, huh? I'm like, yes, I am. I don't want to. And she just sent back like an LOL.
Yeah. She's like, I was going to say, no, of all people, I could see Hope wanting you to go.
Yes.
Knowing how awkward
yes,
it would be.
Exactly. And, she's like, I'm like, I was literally texting you this as you sent me this. She knew how uncomfortable I was. I would rather be there with my wife than not. Cause it's like a security blanket. Like, okay, she's okay. Like then fine. I'm fine too. But oh my God, it was awful. It was also not the probably highest class strip club ever. Considering some guy just like picked us up in a rickshaw and just took us there, and it had like plywood walls, and it's not great. It's just too close.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Went to one of those shows where like the woman was with the horse. Kind of felt bad for her. Kind of felt bad for the horse. It was like that. It sounds cool. And then you're there. You're like, it's not that cool.
Yeah.
That's how it felt.
That's fantastic.
It was not.
I don't know how. What's fantastic is I would want a camera on you the entire time. For the sake of everybody else, it could be like everything's going on around you and we don't see any of it. All we see is you.
Yeah.
And I would be entertained.
Well, that would be entertaining. And this would just be.
Yep.
Just the whole time.
How do you. Can you dance to that, Toots? Huh?
And then me feeling bad. So I just like have a dollar and I'm like.
You like fold it up like a paper airplane.
Yeah, like throwing it like towards her. Like, meanwhile, the guys were with her, like rubbing it on them. Like, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, right.
No, get me out of here.
Right. You're hoping it's like the jail in Arrested Development where it's just like, no touching. No touching.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. No. And the other thing, too, is like, clearly I know that they know that I'm a mark. They're like, oh, this guy feels bad about being here. Let's go. Let's go talk to him and take all of his money.
So the one time that I went to one, a friend bought me a dance, but then I get back there and they're like, yeah, it's this much. And I was like, but he said he paid for it. And they're like the security guy comes up and is like, it's that much. And I'm like, okay, so.
Sir, I work for the score. Oh, by all means, sir. Now we'll pay you to take this lap dance because you deserve it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, thank you ever. Not for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, awkward transition to Nick and Ivy, where we'll be having our March Fatness show this Saturday, March 23rd, 3 p.m. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great time. Nick and Ivy, 1026 South State Street in Lockport. Great beer. Great craft beer. Whatever you're into, they've got it for you. You like hops. You don't like hops. Those Irish Reds.
Wait for that Runyon Red. Yeah.
The Runyon Red is going to be the first thing I order. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. 100%. Cannot wait for this event. We're going to be there 3:00 doing the March Fatness Selection Show. Brackets from me, from Rick, from Charlie the Bacon Guy, and from Paul, from Nick and Ivy. So it's going to be an awesome time. Come join us. Come drink their great beer. Bring your own food. They don't serve food there. I assume he might have some food. Like brought in maybe some like light apps. I don't want to speak for Paul, but lots of good stuff right there. Can't recommend Taco Heaven right across the street enough. Awesome food. So pick some of that up, bring it in, come watch the selection show and hang out afterwards. We'll be hanging out, talking to you peoples on March 23rd, 3 p.m. That's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah. All right. I've got one more thing before we get to Ask a Fat. Post game show this week. So I'm talking to our Lawrence, our producer, and donuts came up during our show. I don't know how, but I didn't know. Voodoo Donuts, which just opened on Randolph, in right there, was it 945 West Randolph? Just opened, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago? Open till 3 a.m.
Oh.
So, yeah, guess what I did? I went to Voodoo Donuts. And this picture is not the greatest representation. That on top there is an apple fritter. That's a big-ass apple fritter. Underneath that,
it is glistening.
Apple fritter. Hope ate that, said it was tremendous. Underneath that is an old-fashioned, like a glazed old-fashioned. On the back right there, again, youtube.com/I'mFatPodcast, is the dirt donut, which is a yeast donut with vanilla frosting and crumbled Oreos on top.
Nice.
Then the one with the pretzel sticking in it is the voodoo doll. So it's shaped like a human being, and there's a pretzel stabbed into it, and it is filled with raspberry jam and chocolate frosting.
That's up my alley.
Yeah, that's got Rick written all over it, and I got the menu here somewhere. So there's the things available. I also got the Marshall Mathers, which is a vanilla cake donut covered in M&Ms. You get that.
Perfect.
But they've also got some kind of like adult-themed donuts. There's the Maple Blazer Blunt that is shaped like a giant joint. There's also one that is a big penis that says eat me on it. There's all sorts of great stuff, but all the donuts at Voodoo were tremendous. I am going to make it probably a weekly visit, which is probably not the greatest thing for me. But damn, so much good stuff there. And the first thing I had was just the basic chocolate yeast donut, the chocolate ring.
Yeah.
Because to me, if you're trying a donut shop, that's the move.
Sure.
Tremendous. Still not better than Calumet Bakery. Calumet Bakery still to me is the goat. But this was very, very good. So go try Voodoo Donuts right there, 945 West Randolph. There's so much great stuff on Randolph there. That's right by JP Graziano. There's a Nando's there. There's the La Columba Coffee, which is my favorite coffee in the city. There's Grilling the Goats right there. Like all that stuff is right there. And then if you go north a little bit, you hit Fulton Market, which is Kuma's and Time Out Chicago, which I talked about, and Rosemary's right there. So that whole area of like Randolph and Fulton Street, there's great food there. If you're bringing someone to Chicago, that's a place to hang out. There's cool stores, cool restaurants, decent parking around there, believe it or not. Like you can usually find a spot. You might have to walk a few blocks, but you're usually walking that neighborhood anyway. They've also got the Global McDonald's there, which is like they have all sorts of different McDonald's items from other countries, which is always a cool experience. So go check it out. It's a lot of fun in that area, and there's great, great food from, you know, inexpensive, accessible, or if you want, like, the fine dining of Chicago, like Rosemary, they've got it for you. So check it out. It's really good stuff. You got anything else?
Let's get to Ask a Fat.
I think that's a damn good idea, Rick. Thank you for suggesting it.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 1 week since my last confession.
Okay, my son. What is your confession?
I'm fat.
Ask a Fat is brought to you by our buddy, Charlie the Bacon Guy, and here he is with this week's Bacon Report.
Thanks, Jay. This week's available flavors are maple pepper, rosemary, French toast, ranch, chorizo, Nashville hot, raspberry chipotle, Maui Wowie, cheddar, and cherry Dr. Pepper. Bacon jams are the original, the bourbon, the pineapple habanero, and the cherry jalapeno. The Canadian bacon is still a work in progress. We should have it by the end of this week. And starting now through the end of March Fatness, as soon as they announce the winner, the promo code will be no longer. But until then, use I'm Fat, I-M-F-A-T, for 10% off your entire order at charliethebaconguy.com. For the Bacon Report, I'm Charlie the Bacon Guy.
There you go. Cheaper bacon because you listen to the I'm Fat podcast. Go to charliethebaconguy.com, use that code I'm Fat, and you'll save 10% on your order until the end of March Fatness, which typically comes at the end of March. See how that works?
Funny how that works.
Fascinating.
Wow.
So do that. Jump in. Save on some bacon. charliethebaconguy.com. It's all wonderful. Every flavor is great. Go check it out. All right. I think we have only one voicemail this week, so I'm going to fire it up now.
Gentlemen, TCR Brad following up from last week's podcast question. Wanted to touch base on the topic of price when it comes to fast food. Jay mentioned the $50 champagne noodles and company experience. Thoughts and prayers to you, sir. And Rick mentioned the cost of Taco Bell not equaling the value or experience that Taco Bell provides. usually after hockey games or jobs, Taco Bell is usually the only thing that's open. But I also find that those burritos that I eat driving home are usually pretty decent, but they're close to $3 a pop. So it's getting a little overpriced. That it's getting a little overpriced for what the product actually is. My question to you guys, and wanted to see if you guys maybe had a hack or if anybody else had some ideas on how to kind of beat the system of pricing when it comes to fast food. I usually gravitate towards the $5 or $6 Biggie Bag from Wendy's as a good option.
Yep.
I also, depending on the McDonald's franchise you go to, can do the buy one, get one for a dollar McChicken or McDouble as a good road option. But as Jay mentioned, again, if you're dressed nicely, there's some serious drip potential, especially with the McChicken. 9 times out of 10, mayonnaise ends up in your lap, and that's never a great time for anybody. So aside from like a two-for-one thing at McDonald's or a Biggie Bag, I know Burger King, you can sometimes do like a double cheeseburger or a bacon cheeseburger with a small fry and a small drink for less than $6. But do you guys have any recommendations or ideas on how to save money going the fast food route that isn't ordering, you know, a 79-cent cheeseburger from McDonald's every single time? Love the show. Love your faces. Take care, gentlemen. We'll talk to you later.
No, no one loves our faces.
No.
So here's, first of all, someone mentioned this to us a couple weeks ago. If you're getting Taco Bell, use the app like every time.
I think that's just it. Is now it's just think that little bit ahead to get the app if you don't already have it. And it sure seems like the value is like infinitely better if you're willing to order on the app.
It is a lot better on the app for sure. And like you also, that way you can like kind of accrue points to and get free food. But here's another little hack that I've been doing lately. I buy a little 12-pack of pop, and I put it behind my car seat. And that way I'm not buying a drink every time. Like, if you go to Wendy's and get a large drink, it's like $4.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And that's like, you're,
it's
like...
It's also a giant... It is a giant thing of pop. However, like, if you have the alternative, if you have the foresight to get that 12-pack and keep it in your car... That's a great alternative.
Yeah, get yourself whatever your favorite pop is. And I just literally keep it behind my car seat. I just can lean back and grab a can if I need it. Now it's getting to be warmer months, so it's not quite as great as it is in the winter and fall.
Sure.
But it's a nice way to save. And it, like, even if you order an ice water or a cup of ice, they'll give you a cup of ice. You know, usually. Or it'll charge you 10 cents for it or something. For me, with fast food, it's the app. The app hacks are what have really... saved me a lot of money. So, I mean, like, even with the McDonald's app, I just use it every time I order. And even if I don't necessarily use the points to buy anything, you're accruing them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, then you'll get free meals up the wazoo.
Yeah. The mention of the double cheeseburger at Burger King, I mean, it's a double cheeseburger of a fair size for like $3. So
I think that's a
solid option as well. And if you're going to trust anything from Burger King, it's probably the burger.
Burgers are good.
I don't think their fries are as bad as a lot of people say, partially because of the seasoning they put on them. That's really nice.
And the halvesies are the same price as the fries.
Yeah.
Get the halvesies. They're really good. That's another place that gets you on the drink.
Sure.
Like their large drinks are expensive. So, you know. They just got to find those little places to cut the corners, and it will help. All right, we've got a couple emails, so let's get to them, and then we'll wrap things up.
Ask a fat about this and that. It's time to chat with the fats.
All right, Ask a Fat is not sponsored, but if you'd like to, I'm fatpod@gmail.com. That's how you email us. By the way, voicemail 708-858-3314. This email comes from our buddy Popcorn Andy. He says, hey, Jay and Rick, you both do an amazing job with the show. Thanks for keeping the Fat Nations informed on different places to eat. Keep up the great job. I enjoy turkey on Thanksgiving and after holidays. I enjoy a healthy-sized portion of turkey covered in gravy. It's very enjoyable. A leftover turkey made into a sandwich with stuffing and mashed potatoes is always a joy. I enjoy the use of turkey as a lunch meat. A nice turkey club with bacon or a turkey and roast beef sub hit the spot. They are just the perfect use of turkey. I don't have a major issue with the overuse of turkey or the healthy alternative, Don't give me ground turkey for turkey taco or turkey burger. Don't offer me turkey sausage. That's just wrong. Don't ruin meatballs by making turkey meatballs. You should be ashamed of yourself. Jerk should be beef only. Turkey jerk is not right. I say hell no to turkey pepperoni. No way to turkey salami. Don't even get me started on turkey bacon. I might have to slap you for that. Why are people ruining good food by making it with turkey? It's not right. What are your thoughts on the overuse of turkey as a healthy alternative? On a side note, I personally think movie theater popcorn and butter with butter and salt should be a 4 or 5 seed in a tournament of fatness. Is there any way to send me a snapshot or a list of the places on the fat map? Still, I can't get in. Weird. That's from your friend, Fat Popcorn. I threw fat in there myself. Fat Popcorn Andy. His turkey stance is lockstep with mine.
Yeah, I agree. I understand, you know, living with someone that doesn't do red meat, like no beef, no pork, she is more willing to use turkey in a various, like a few ways, a various, I don't know what that was, in various ways. That's the probably what I should have gone with.
Nailed it.
But for me personally, yeah, turkey pepperoni offends my sensibilities. Same with turkey bacon. Yeah, a lot of the turkey has a place. It's not the best meat in the world. It's just one of the healthiest meats for you. So as long as you can like season the hell out of it and make it better, then I think you're okay. But it's just not really for me in a lot of different uses. Am I willing to try it? Of course. But I'm not going to necessarily choose that over the normal alternative, even as I'm trying to eat at least a little bit healthier.
Yeah. By the way, I was driving the other day, this was yesterday actually, and I saw a semi, and on the side of said semi was a picture of sausage bacon.
Okay.
Have you seen this at all?
Sausage bacon.
So it's like literal like pieces of sausage cut into like little thin strips, like bacon sized, like a chorizo one and like a maple one. And you just cook it like bacon, but it's actually sausage. It actually looked kind of decent.
Interesting.
I was fascinated by that. Like chorizo bacon strips. But you don't need that. Just get it from Charlie the Bacon Guy. He has chorizo bacon.
Right.
So why waste your time?
That's also true.
Jerks.
All right. This last one is from Daniel. Did you like drop that down a hall? Or so,
I need to fit the picture onto the screen. That's why I'm doing it that way.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so people can see our Ask a Fat Google Doc.
Yes.
Some behind the scenes for you, folks.
This is from Daniel. So he posted this on the Facebook page. It's the I'm Fat Podcast fans page. But I thought I'd share it here, too. Behold the footlong cookie from Subway. It's good, but I think I like the regular cookies more. They warmed it nicely, but it needs to have a more ooey-gooey texture to it. It's worth a try, though.
Here's my thing with that, and I'm glad he reminded me that he posted it, because I could probably find it that way and have a better photo for people. My thing with this, though, is that looks like it's in the tray, like when you buy microwavable food.
Yes.
And you have to actually microwave the, you know what I'm saying? Like you got to microwave the whole thing, and it has that like silver lining.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Which is not an actual silver lining to eating that thing.
Yeah. It just makes the food not good.
It's just like, let's just call it what it is. It's a gimmick. I don't know why they needed the gimmick, because what's like the one thing at Subway that everybody can agree on is good? The chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, man. Like, it just seems like you're trying too hard because you know your sub is inferior.
Well, I never still go get to Subway. It? Sure. I never go to Subway.
Yeah. I think the last time I went to Subway was when I was in the Pedway, going to Odyssey for work.
Me too. Because I remember Connor McKnight talked about it. And it was like, oh, it's so good. I'm like, all right, I'll try it. I'm like, no. I'd much rather have Jersey Mike's or Jimmy John's or Penn Station or a sandwich made from home or a Jersey Mike's that was in a public garbage can for a week. Prefer that.
Yes.
Sorry. All right. Let's wrap this up.
Follow us on all of our social media at I'mFatPod, I'mFatPod@gmail.com. Check out Patreon or Spotify if you like, and I'mFatMerch.com. There's a lot of good designs there. It might be the one time I actually say it might not be the best time to get the Onion Ring of Honor shirt because soon we're going to be adding to it.
Yeah, wait on that.
So wait on that one if that's one that's tickling your fancy a little bit. YouTube.com/I'mFatPodcast. Hey, I don't judge. And then subscribe and like each video. And then, hey, watch us on there. Feel better about yourself when you see our faces. Or just throw it on in a background tab and treat it like a podcast. And then, also subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, unsubscribe, and resubscribe to the regular podcast feed. And the best thing you can do is check out our sponsors, Charlie the Bacon Guy, Mazda of Orland Park, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, and Nick and Ivy Brewing. And remember, Saturday, 23rd, 3 p.m., at Nick and Ivy Brewing, we will be doing the live selection show for...
We can't promote it without something going wrong.
Right, the live selection show for the March Fatness Bracket. So if you have any inclination, want to see a live podcast, see what it's like, see how big we actually are. Jay's a little disappointing in that regard. I will more than fulfill those expectations. Then, oh, it's rain. That's interesting.
Thumbs down, give me a rain.
Okay, when you go, yeah, thumbs down. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be great beer. You can bring in great food. I can't wait for it. I know you can't wait for it. March Fatness is our most fun thing we do every year.
Yep.
So be a part of it. So for Jay, I'm Rick. This is the I'm Fat Podcast.
I hope you have a contastic day.
Nailed it.